This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Edward Coney alive for the Built Ford Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Wednesday morning. The Yankees not dead yet. A fun night for the Yankee fan at Yankee Stadium last night. And it sort of felt like the way I felt in Game 5 at least. And they got more work to do. But at least they, for in the NLCS, at least they gave their fans, you know, one look at what it was like to be a good team in a World Series at home. Even if they lose tonight, it's going to be a huge disappointment in the series, and losing in five to the Dodgers is not good, but you wanted to see the Yankees show up in one of these games, for God's sakes, and they did, with guys from the bottom of the lineup, and Anthony Volpe with the grand slam, tremendous, Austin Wells hitting the hell out of the baseball, so that was all good to see, gets to the Dodgers bullpen game, and now you got Gerrit Cole to try to keep this thing going. In a game five, and you also had the two Goombas out in right field, the grabbing Goombas, the Goomba grabbers that got this whole thing started. Everybody's got to have a mascot, everybody's got to have something, and the 2024 New York Yankees now have the Goomba grabbers, and the main guy, Austin Capabianco, who I think was the catalyst for this win last night. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. You know, when I saw Austin do what he did to Mookie Betts, I thought initially, I said, is that Sean Marash? That's who I thought it was.
Yeah.
And I could not believe, the first and foremost, it's hilarious. You can look at it any which way you want. I was just happy that Mookie Betts didn't get hurt.
Yeah, of course.
You
know, that would have been a problem.
That's the most important thing. And then Mookie, after the game, basically just said, it doesn't matter. We lost. He's fine. I'm fine. I didn't get hurt. It's all good. You know, Mookie was swearing back at Austin and his buddies. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. I mean, this is where social media, in my eyes, it's either like spot on or just absolutely tears into somebody. Mm-hmm. And every anti-Yankee fan out there that is on social media just ripped Austin a new one. I mean, and rightfully so. I mean, like, he looked ridiculous. And you couldn't have got, like you said, Goomba, whatever that is. But it's whatever the stereotypical Yankee fan is, that's that guy.
Oh, yeah. Like,
there he is. And he doesn't even have a Yankee hat on, but he's got a road jersey on that he probably got from somebody. He's ripping the ball out of his hands. The other guy's holding on to Mookie Betts' other hand. I mean, it's asinine. But, you know, it is what it is, and the Yankees ended up winning.
Like, if you asked AI, make me the Goomba Yankee fan, they would pop that Austin Capabianco right out.
Or Sean Marash.
Well, but this guy's also got, you know, the Italian last name, which is perfect. And he's from Connecticut. I was hoping he was from Staten Island, because that really would have been...
Or the Bronx.
Yeah, but I mean, the Staten Island Italian Yankee fan is the one that I needed him to be. But,
oh, man. It was ridiculous last night. And then immediately, I mean, I don't know how many views or memes there are of Austin now. You have had your 15 minutes of fame, but man, he is getting blowtorched.
Yeah, and so they got thrown out last night. They are season ticket holders. They're allowed back tonight. I'm sure that guy has called this radio station before. I can guarantee he's called up and ripped Brian Cashman. I hope he calls today. But here were some quotes that he gave to ESPN last night. He said that him and the other guy, Peter, often discuss this exact scenario. If a foul ball comes their way,
premeditated,
they're going to do what they can to help their team. Quote, we always joke about the ball in our area, Capabianco said at a local bar after the game. We're not going to go out of our way to attack, but if it's in our area, we're going to D up.
See, this is the way the Yankee player has to react. I mean, this the fan reacted like the players need, and ultimately did react, but... you know, it's kind of interesting because
I felt D up.
I mean, so the ball is actually in the stands when Mookie catches it, right?
Yeah, but they ended up calling interference on it anyway.
Well, I mean, they called interference on it, but I mean, once the ball is over that wall, the fan can really do whatever they want. It's when the fan reaches out into the...
That's what I believed it to be.
Right?
But
I don't know.
I mean, this was obviously way too much.
Yeah, I mean, Mookie caught the ball. We all saw Mookie caught the ball. It was an out. It was a great play by Mookie, by the way.
Right. And then the guys just say, this is our area. It's unbelievable. But the face on the Austin Capobianco when the ball comes out and he's like looking at it in slow motion, he's like... Oh, it's just unbelievable. But
look at him. I mean, it's just, it's got Sean Marash written all over it.
No, of course. It's the same. His hat's a little sideways. I mean, he's obviously
chunky,
overweight, the whole thing. I mean,
chumpster.
Sean wouldn't do that, though. I don't think Sean would do that. But, I mean, you get these, you get an intense Yankee fan with some alcohol in him. His team's down 3-0. He's been in those seats the entire year.
And his team is down 2-0 at the moment.
Exactly. I mean, so they did it. Now,
as Freddie Freeman goes yard again.
Right. Now, there is no doubt about it. So I heard in the first segment this morning, Al and Jerry talking about this, and Jerry just absolutely hates the idea of these guys getting any attention. But I agree with Al that if the Yankees somehow pull off this miracle and win this World Series, that those guys will be on a parade float. There is no doubt.
Those guys will be
celebrated like you would not believe. And Jerry could say, these morons, and who cares? They should be thrown out. If the Yankees pull off a miracle and win this World Series, those guys, they might be in Monument Park.
I have to say to you that, because it'll be something that nobody's ever done. But here's the thing that I'm looking at this guy, and I'm just saying to myself, man, I don't know if Yankee fans were cringing over it or they were happy to see it.
Well, I think
it
depends on who you are, what age you are. You know, it's the same thing as everything else, like how you perceive these things. I mean, that's something that, like, I'll admit maybe if I was 22 years old, I don't think I've been that aggressive. I might have said something or tried to, like, hit the glove or something. Like, I would have maybe at 22. This guy's 38. You know, like, he's pushing 40. It seems like a little bit too much of an adult to be pulling off something like that. But for me, it was pure entertainment. Like, it just
that's what I'm saying. Like, for me, it actually...
You grow up in this area. You pay attention to people around here. You watch Yankee games. You know Yankee fans. You watch that. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can see it any other way. It's hilarious.
I immediately, obviously, opened up X.
Yeah.
And just... the flood of stuff coming in. I mean, that was worth the price of admission, if you ask me. Just, I mean, I was like distracted from the game just reading all the X-posts.
Oh, no, of course, I know.
It was hilarious.
I mean, it was, yeah.
I mean, look, I hate the fact that it happened like that, and I'm just glad that Mookie Betts didn't get hurt, but I just sat there and said, I can't believe this guy just did this. I mean, but it wasn't like he tried to hit the glove or anything. I mean, he was grabbing the glove and trying to pry that ball out of
it. And he got it out.
He got it out. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Was he thinking that maybe, just maybe, that, you know, Glaber would have retained, you know, would have been able to go back to at that or not?
No, I mean, I think he's like, you know, the way that they're thinking is if he comes over the stands.
Yeah,
like,
this is my spot. Pointing to the top.
Yelling at Mookie Betts. Yeah, I mean, hey, they think they have an effect on the game. You know, and if he actually was, like, way over into the stands and they knocked it out, then, yeah, it's not fan interference because he's in the stands. But I think the way they looked at it was it was still in the field of play in their eyes. It was very close. It was very close.
It's hilarious. The more you watch it, I know... There are people out there don't find this to be funny. I find it to be hilarious.
No, I mean, it is just because of
where
the
we
stereotypical
are,
yes. Yankee fan. Like, it just, and we know that person.
Those are
our people, by the way. I mean, those are the people who listen to this radio station. Those people that call this radio station. These are the people that, you know, Austin Capobianco's, there's going to be, you know, 1,000 of them at Boomer and Geo Live cheering for us. Like, those are our people. Whether we like it or not, those are our people.
So, for all the Yankee fans that work here that we know, let's put Sean Marash in there, Chris McMonagle in there.
McGonagall.
Let's put Keith McPherson in there, who's the biggest cheerleader of all time.
Yeah. BT.
BT. And those four guys sitting in those seats, are they doing that?
No.
Sure?
No, because they're...
I'm thinking that Keith McPherson would do it.
No. See, I don't...
Anything for his team to win, man.
I understand that, but I feel like, you know, a lot of those guys, you know, Keith goes in, he'll have a press pass. I think the job is too important to them.
He could be there Instagramming the whole thing live.
Yeah, I just don't think so. Like, you don't want that call from the architect. What are you doing? You know, like, because he would.
I think the architect would say, keep doing it because it raises your profile.
Yeah, but there's two sides of that. So it raises the profile, but we're partners with the Yankees. And if the Yankees are mad that happened and made them look bad,
yeah,
then that would override the, hey, you made yourself more important as a talk show host.
Well,
it'd be a curious thing. I'd want to see how that would be reacted.
I would just say that, you know, this guy, Austin Capobianco.
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 And you know what that means in Italian? White head.
Shoot a white guy.
No. White head.
All right. Capobianco.
Yeah. Capobianco. White head.
Okay. All right. I was just going to say, no, I was thinking that, you know, the Yankees are letting these guys come back to tonight's game. I'm wondering, are they going back to tonight's game and will Fox show? Actually, he looked like a little, like, Fat Joe in the stands.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's like a Fat Joe guy in the stands.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's got to be a Fat Joe listener.
Maybe.
Got to be.
Maybe not, but 38-year-old Austin Capobianco and his other buddy there. So, yeah, I guess they're, you know, and if these were Dodger fans and they did that to a Yankee, there's no way that they would be allowed back. But the fact that they did it to a Dodger and their season ticket holders are going to be allowed back. But just, like, do they do it again if there's another situation like that? Do they do it again? They can't. Because I think that the Yankees are like, hey, we'll let you back. But if you do something like this again, you're done forever.
So you think they've been warned?
Yeah.
Now the question is, are they going back to tonight's game five? Right? And are they going to be sitting in... I'm assuming they're sitting in the same spot. And will Fox show them? They have to, right?
Yeah.
They have to show them.
TV networks are funny that way. Like, sometimes they don't want to give the credit to somebody who's making a fool of themselves, and sometimes they overdo it. So
but it is a story.
I agree. I mean, if I'm producing the game, I'm all over that. I mean, I'm watching those guys. I send Ken Rosenthal's ass in his bow tie out there and start interviewing him. If that's me producing that game,
they might beat him up. So yeah,
I would do. But
you know, send A-Rod out there.
Yeah,
have A-Rod sit with them during the game or something.
Or Jeter. Yeah.
I don't think Jeter would do it. I think A-Rod would do it. Or put Big Poppy next to those guys.
Oh, my goodness. That would be tremendous. But, yeah, I mean, they Yankees offense woke up. It was a really nice night at the stadium, and now they've got an opportunity with Gerrit Cole on the mound. So it sort of felt like, you know, the way we felt about winning Game 5 in the NLCS against the Dodgers, like, you know, you got your ace on the mound in Game 6 and Sean Manaea, and they got a bullpen game. So they had their bullpen game last night. Flaherty is pitching game 5.
So go ahead, do what the Mets did to Flaherty.
Yeah,
and go after him, you know, protect your home field and get it back to LA. And you know, it's don't let them celebrate in your home field. That's got to be the motivation. And you know, Anthony Volpe had a night for the ages, and I'm so happy for that kid because, as John Smoltz has said numerous times throughout this World Series, that there has been a moment there for Anthony to have his Jeter moment, if you will.
Yeah,
and he finally had his Jeter moment last night with the grand slam, and that was great to see. And, you know, he ends up stealing two bases. He ends up, you know, just being all over, making great defensive plays. I mean, he had a great game last night, and that was his moment. And hopefully those moments continue, and hopefully, you know, we can the Yankees can get Judge and
you just used a we there.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You just said,
I caught myself.
Hopefully we can.
Look, I'm rooting for New York, man.
I understand.
I'm a New York guy.
But you
I'm
said
not
we.
Like Eddie. I don't have. Yeah, as a New Yorker, yes.
Oh, come on.
Yes. Today, even though my Rangers only took 19 shots on the goalie down there in freaking Washington and lost a game where Ovechkin scored two goals, and I swear to God, if he plays against the Rangers, he's going to break Gretzky's record. If every game were against the Rangers, like over the next 10 days, he'd end up scoring like 38 goals and, you know, eclipsing Gretzky's record. But anyway, that's for another day. I'm just saying, I'm a New Yorker. I want people to be happy. You know, people around here buzzing this morning. I came in, there was a dog here. What was the dog doing here?
What?
There was a dog here this morning. You didn't see the dog?
No.
Yeah, I came in this morning. There's a really cute little dog here. Everybody seems to be very happy and jovial
today. There's a dog in here?
On our floor?
There was a dog in here, yes.
Eddie? Right, Eddie?
I know nothing about it.
And everybody seems to be happy, and everybody seems to be, you know, got a smile on their face. We're playing golf today. Look at you. You're happy today.
I don't think there's a dog in here.
There was a dog
in here.
Yes.
I don't believe it.
Ask Pete Bilotti.
I think you're seeing things.
Ask Pete Bilotti.
Ask Pete. Is Pete still here?
Is Pete still here?
Did it have a long tail? Because that could have been a rat.
No, it was a dog.
Okay.
Very cute little dog. Not sure whose dog it was, but it was a very cute little dog. Because I mentioned to the owner, cute dog.
The owner?
Yes.
Well, who was owning it? Who was the person?
I don't know.
Was it an employee?
Dude, I come in here earlier than you, and I'm just like, I don't know.
Today you did. Yeah. Today I was, like, yeah, I rolled in here at 5:30 something. I was up late watching this thing. I was exhausted. I hit snooze. I was like,
didn't that suck?
Yes.
I mean, you know, you got to get up.
All right.
It's like, oh.
Yeah.
All right. But anyway, there was a dog here. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
I don't know why you're hallucinating.
You don't know whose dog it was. No one else saw it.
Dude, I came walking through the door. I had to do the
sports saying
minutes.
The Yankees,
You know, we can, the Yankees can get.
I mean, that's just so egregious.
Chip away, boys.
By the way, this has happened to me before where there'll be a stretch of everything that I say is bad then turns out to be good. Like, I remember that it was when the Giants beat the Vikings in the playoffs that year. And I'm like, Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, blah, blah, blah. They suck.
Nobody
and they
cares
beat my
about
team.
Your memories.
No. but I'm bringing up this for a reason. So, okay. BT right now is that guy. So, BT with the playoffs with Zach, unkillable, right?
Yes.
Then he was all over Francisco Lindor, said he shouldn't be batting lefty anymore, and all this stuff was all over him. Like, to the point where he's like, he should only hit from the right side, and then Francisco Lindor has his MVP season. So yesterday, after the show, I go right to the bathroom after the show, and the speaker is on in the bathroom. And BT goes, you know, this Anthony Volpe thing. He goes, he's not just having a bad postseason. I'm at the point where I don't think he's ever going to be good, period. So I go, oh, this guy's definitely coming up with a big hit tonight. There it was, a grand slam.
You know what's amazing? Anthony Volpe is he's a really good baseball player right now. He's very good defensively. I would just say that he gets a little overzealous. I mean, it happens to all of them. I mean, and, you know, the Yankees not replacing him at shortstop.
Well, I mean, not right now. They're not.
No, of course not.
No way.
Not gonna do that in the offseason either. He's making very little money, and he's given a performance that is so much more than what his salary is. I mean, like, if you're going to give Juan Soto $500 million, and you're going to give Stanton $300 million, and Gerrit Cole $300 million, and, you know, Judge $300 million, you got to have guys like Anthony Volpe on your team that are in their initial contracts making no money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Boomer and Geo Podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. All right, great news. We've got not one, but two pair of Game 5 tickets for tonight.
Wow, that's
at
what I'm
Yankee
talking
Stadium.
About.
Nice. So we're going to give them away in the 7 a.m. hour and the 9 a.m. hour. But you need to be paying attention this hour and the 8 a.m. hour to listen for the clue. And then that clue will be played, and that's the time you call in the 7 a.m. and the 9 a.m. hour. So, all right, so for the first pair of tickets, we are going to play a John Sterling drop. You hear that drop, you file it away in your mind. You do not call now. You do not call the contest line now. You call it next hour
when you hear the drop. And it's not the normal call-in line, because I know a lot of people just call up, oh, what the tickets? Like, I remember this. I still have nightmares from that, where I would be the producer, and we'd have big ticket giveaways, and then every phone line to go on the air was, I'm calling for the tickets.
By the way, that has not changed.
Yeah, that was Austin Capobianco calling.
Yeah,
the tickets. And by the way, maybe these tickets are right by where he's sitting, so maybe you get to go and sit with him tonight.
Yeah, who knows?
You never know.
All right, so this is the John Sterling drop you need to be listening for next hour.
For a grand slam in your pants, use Junk Bomb.
Yeah, you remember the days of Junk Bomb.
For a grand slam in your pants, use Junk Bomb. So this is one, it's going to be hard to miss this one next hour.
Yes.
But one more time, Eddie.
For a grand slam in your pants, use Junk Bomb.
All right, so when you hear that next hour, you call 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326, and you have to be caller number 7. So next hour, you hear the grand slam in your pants, Junk Bomb, call the contest line, caller number 7, and then you get the tickets, and we'll do it all over again one more time in the show, 8 a.m. and then 9 a.m., for the giveaway. All right, Jerry Recco is here, and he's got an update for us. What's up, Jerry?
Brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. And brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone.
Hudson deals. Swung on and hit in the air to left field and deep. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a grand slam. Anthony Volpe put a charge in one. A grand slam to left field, and the Yankees now take a 5-2 lead.
And that was
That's the Volpe.
That was John.
That's an Austin Capobianco.
Austin Wells and homered in the sixth.
Austin, another Austin.
Yeah, a lot of Austins contributing last night.
It was big that those guys, and I was listening to the afternoon guys, they were all screaming and yelling about the batting order for some reason.
Well, that's what they do.
Yeah.
You know, they get that lineup, and they have a take on it.
Yeah, and they should have a take on it. But, you know, it's like, this manager's clueless. I'm like, guys, it's not the manager. It's the entire front office with Brian Cashman, the analytics geeks. What's going on? I mean, come on. It's not just him. How many times do we have to tell people this?
I know. It feels like it's over and over again. Dead horse spot.
Dead horse spot is right.
Yankees win 11-4. Here was Volpe. What was it like running around the bases after that big swing?
I think I pretty much blacked out as soon as I saw it go over the fence, but no, we just want to keep putting pressure on them, and I think everyone had confidence in everyone in the lineup that
and that they would
away.
Hit.
You got to chip away.
Gleyber Torres a 3-run homer in the eighth, and yes, Aaron Judge had an RBI single late. Here was Juan Soto. How about Volpe and Wells getting the job done?
Without them, we wouldn't be where we are right now. So I think they are a huge part of the team. They, like I said before, we need every single guy in that lineup. So they've been showing out today, and I hope they keep doing it because they're setting the table for the big guys to come up clutch.
Yeah, hopefully the big guys will do something. But, Jerry, what was your take on the whole Austin Capobianco
stupid
thing in the bottom of the first?
Stupid, but...
Stupid?
Yeah.
You don't think that it was he changed the momentum of the entire series?
They didn't score a run in that inning.
No. Well, it was, well,
I don't.
I know that.
I don't.
No. Really?
Really?
Wow.
Matter of fact, if you win the tickets next hour, we want you to punch Teoscar Hernandez in the face tonight.
Yeah, well,
if a ball goes down the left field line.
Yeah, I don't. That might be just taking it a little too far, but yeah, I mean, grabbing the ball, you know, it's all right. But punch it in
and
the face.
And grab it. I feel like the old man in the group here. And the other guy holding his hand and grabbing him, you thought was good?
I'm surprised the player in you.
No, I was saying, I was glad that Mookie didn't get hurt. I'd have a totally different take on it if he got hurt, of course.
Okay.
And he didn't get hurt, and Mookie, after the game, was fine with everything. He jawed. He said what he had to say. He made a great play because he's a great player, and he's a Hall of Fame player, so I appreciate his response to this whole thing.
I guess being at all these games and seeing how horrendous fan behavior is,
it's
disgusting, but whatever, it's good. Matter of fact, Bianco, what's his name, Al?
Capobianco.
Right, 9 a.m. coming
We're on. Working on it, hopefully
I'm
earlier
sure
than that.
Sure you are.
Phil Sims, 8 a.m.
Here's
got to get him on. By the way, I saw two guys beating the hell out of each other today on the corner of Ken Mayer and one of those streets right off the Williamsburg Bridge.
Just two guys?
Really? Oh, it was unbelievable. I saw the whole start. It was like in front of a deli.
Yeah.
And like, I'm just so desensitized now to everything. Because
it's 5 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, God. Yeah. So they're at the deli, and I'm at the red light, and they're jawing at each other. I'm like, oh, boy, this doesn't look good. Next thing you know, just whop, 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 just rolling around on the sidewalk. Whop, 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 whop. The other guy throws him into the garbage can, you know.
They weren't shooting a movie or anything?
No. They weren't shooting a movie.
You look on social media. This seems to happen often.
Yeah. No, I know it does. Yeah. And that's what social media does. It brings all of it to us. And we're constantly under barrage.
There is a handle called Crazy Clips. That's where I got the guy hitting the guy over the head with the driver.
Yeah, he broke the head off the driver in that guy's head. Yeah.
There's some rough stuff that goes on out there.
Let's make sure that doesn't happen today.
Yeah. Don't need any of that.
That would be bad.
You keep your emotions in check.
You're looking at me?
Well, yeah, because I'm talking to you.
I'm looking at you,
but I'm also sending a message to the other people we're playing with.
Hmm. I never get angry. I get very, very down and depressed, but I don't get angry or act out. You've seen it.
Nor do I.
Like, if I start playing bad, I don't throw a club or nothing. I just go back into the cart and hang my head and start hangdogging.
So Jerry's going this time.
You know why? Because we're down by him. That's why. We're making the effort to go down by him.
Well, you didn't screw me this time.
I never screw you, Jerry.
The last two times you did.
No, I don't. I always try to.
You invited me two times ago.
I always try to include you as soon as I can change my appointment.
I'm in, and you said, "Oh no! You have an appointment. You got to go to the appointment." I said, "All I can do is reschedule for tomorrow." You said, "Nope, you're out." Okay. And then last time I said, "You guys think you're done by 3:34? Oh, you're out. Now you're going to be too much anxiety." And what time did you finish?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Did you finish?
It was 3:45.
Right.
You would have.
So I was kicked out twice.
They weren't kicked out.
I was kicked out.
You would have been so insane.
I wouldn't have. You're wrong.
And I felt bad for you and Kim because, you know, you obviously had your son's birthday party.
It's funny. Kim asked me the other day, actually, about you. I said, you know, 15 years every day. I don't know anything about this guy. All I know is he kicks me out of groups all the time.
I don't. I invite you all the time.
Because she wondered if I was still playing today. I'm like, I don't know. I'll let you know by 10 a.m.
Well, of course you're playing because we're down by you and you don't have like something that you didn't remember.
Actually, I did. No, I actually had a haircut that I have to reschedule. Is that going to be okay? I do go every other Wednesday.
By the way, you know who's joining us today? Jerry Austin Capabianco will be down there. So I don't know if you want to still play.
But I could be out on that
thing. So you guys leaving right straight away?
No. We have the live show meeting, so until 10:30, then we go.
All right.
Which I think will work out. We'll talk about it off
time. Yeah. Jerry sucks.
Thank you. Fair enough.
Jerry, that's not fair enough. That's not me. That's Eddie. I loved you.
You did say it, though, once.
I did say it for some reason.
So you must have thought it a little bit. I did call you a Nordic nutsack.
Yes, you have. You've had your
moments.
And
I did think that at the time.
Yeah, you told me to go F off a bunch of times, too.
Probably.
Yes.
No, I don't know about you. I don't think I ever said that to you. I ever said it to him, Eddie?
Oh, I'm sure.
No, I can make that happen.
No. I don't want you to make that happen. Here was Jazz Chisholm with Susan. No quitting this team, down 3-0 in the series and then 2-0 in the game.
No, we don't ever do that. We don't hang our heads until the game's over. You know what I mean? We're going to be out here playing until we can't play anymore. So, I mean, for me, that means everything. The boys are going to keep on coming out and fighting, and that's what we do. We fight.
And so you've got Garrett Cole going tonight against Jack Flaherty. All the action on the fan. And yes, Freddie Freeman did hit another home run and two-run shot in the first. So that's four straight in this series. And I guess going back to 2021, six straight World Series games.
That's amazing.
For him.
That is really amazing.
Impressive.
It is. And, he's a good guy. And, you know, he killed us many times with the Atlanta Braves. And actually couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
F you, you pig.
Jesus, Jerry.
You're saying something nice about Freddie Freeman, Jerry. It's a weird time for you to lash out. Man.
Wow.
Holding a lot of this in, I guess.
That's funny. The Nets lost to the Nuggets in overtime, 144-139. Nikola Jokic had 29 points, 18 rebounds, and 16 assists. Monster game. Nets had a chance to win it late, but Dorian Finney-Smith missed what would have been a game-winning three in regulation. They did blow a 17-point lead in this game. You've got the Jets. So tonight, the Nets are in Memphis on 94.7 The Block and streaming on 94.7 The Block on the free Odyssey app. The Knicks are in Miami. Jets play the Texans tomorrow night. Couple of things from that. You've got Aaron Rodgers, thanks to Thomas Morstead, because now I feel fabulous.
Timo gave me a little fountain of youth. He said he's been taken for a while. All legal, of course. I've been kind of gassing him up. That's why I've been feeling a little bit better. But he's been taking like cayenne pepper and water. So he gave me some before the game. Felt pretty good.
It's felt pretty good. There you go. Anybody want to try this for the show?
I would. I mean, but before the game, I mean.
So it's cayenne pepper and
really
water
work,
together, I guess. I'm assuming. Obviously, you mix it in and you just take it down.
You lost to the second worst team in football, one of the worst rosters in the league. I don't know if that cayenne pepper mixture worked all that well.
He did walk off the field, giving his defense a lead. They could have won. He could have been a champion.
Yeah, I know, but still.
Sound familiar?
I don't know. I might have to back out today. I don't know if I can deal with this all day. It's going to be like a 1v1 for $10,000. Jerry and Boomer. By the time we get to 10 o'clock.
Steph Diggs, a torn ACL, so he won't play in this game. What else? The Colts are going to start Joe Flacco at quarterback on Sunday night in Minnesota. Anthony Richardson benched for this game with everything, I guess, that happened this weekend being exhausted. Cowboys play the Falcons Sunday. Jerry Jones, in his weekly appearance on The Fan in Dallas, was asked about the Trayvon Diggs comment specifically at the end.
At the end of the confrontation, used a line that I was wondering if you had ever heard of before. Are you familiar at all with these nuts?
So there was 3 seconds of silence before Jerry did react and give an answer.
Well, you know, there's a in that context, no, I'd have to hear it said in context.
Okay. I'll send you the audio. I'm not going to say it to you. And I'm not going to rephrase it to you, you know.
I want to know what it looks like. I'm sitting here with a half smirk.
I'm sure he is half smirk with these nuts.
These nuts?
And I wasn't going to play this. I figured we'd be out of time, but we've always got time for hockey.
Here's a puck turned over. Protas in front, and he scores! It's Ovechkin off the faceoff. Protas feeds it across. It's a multi-goal game for the Great 8. 5-10 into the game. It's 2-1 Washington.
Ding dong.
Who is it?
Alex Ovechkin.
Biatch.
John Walton with the call.
He'll break. I'm telling you, later on this season, whenever we play them late in the season, he's going to break Gretzky's record against us. You watch.
Very well, Mike.
I mean, they had 46 shots on goal, and we had 19.
That's called lopsided.
You know what the ice was? Tilted.
Ducks beat the Islanders.
Slippery.
3-1. Islanders in Columbus tonight, and the Devils visit Vancouver tonight.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. The World Series continues as the Yankees finally beat the Dodgers, and now they got their ace on the mound. And if you can get the series back to LA, and you know, maybe they tighten up a little bit, and you never know. Takes just one, and now we're still here. Still here talking about the World Series. Who knows? Maybe the Goomba Grabbers, the Grabbing Goombas, led by Austin Capobianco, are the catalyst to send this series into World Series history. It's never been done before, coming all the way back from 3-0. And apparently he was a very good high school hockey player, this Austin Capobianco. And I was just sent an article from 2004 where he was involved in a championship scoring goal.
It really?
Like a very high-level high school hockey. So
I thought you were going to tell me he got into a fight or something.
No, he got an assist.
I was just reading through the whole thing. It was a New Haven Register. So I think that this guy's profile is being raised in your eyes, knowing that he was a very good high school hockey player as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. I mean,
it explains why he was relentless in trying to pry that ball out of Mookie Betts' glove. Totally relentless.
Let's go to Lou in Florida. What's going on, Lou?
Well, hi. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Lou. What's happening?
Oh, not much. I just got through listening to the traffic report in New York. It was kind of, you know, nostalgic. Oh, but yeah. I want to say something about this Capobianco guy.
Mm.
I think maybe you're giving him a little bit too much publicity. He made us look. He made New Yorkers look bad. You beat the heck out of Mookie Wilson.
Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts, I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's okay. Well, don't worry about it, Lou.
Yeah, well, anyway, you know, the team should have... It's too early in the morning. I didn't hear my nap yet. Anyway.
The wife in the background.
Yeah, always. Anyway.
Okay.
You know, he went and grabbed the guy's gloves. He tried, you know, if I was Betts, I would say, hey, you know, I'm going to file charges or whatever. The team,
this is Luke.
The team should at least... You know, revoke his...
File charges!
I don't know.
Lou, listen, you're down. You know, you had the traffic report. You started the call saying you had the traffic report. It was nostalgic and all that stuff. And thinking about New York, you're down there in Florida.
Are you down there in the villages?
No.
Oh, no.
Okay. I'm not having that kind of fun.
Okay. Just like enjoy your retirement, enjoy the time with your wife and all that stuff. Like New York City right now and all the stuff that goes on where people don't get arrested and bail reform don't get charges. You want Mookie Betts to file charges because some Yankee fans are taking a ball out of his glove?
The guy's in Italian. Capobianco means whitehead.
What yeah, I know. I said that before, yeah.
Well, they should call him Capo Stupido for what he did.
I mean. Yeah. Listen, Lou.
I think we're going to get all sorts of different reactions to this. Most of it is going to be negative towards him. Because like Lou said, I mean, we all looked at it. We all knew what it was. We all immediately jumped to the stereotypical Yankee fan, and the way he looked, the way he had his hat sideways almost, you know, and wasn't even a Yankee hat. I mean, it fits every... And, you know, and the X stuff, like for the people who hate Yankee fans, like, he is the perfect person to actually dump on.
Is what he did right? Absolutely not. You shouldn't be doing that. Is that something I would do? No. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend I didn't think it was hilarious. It's hilarious. And this, as you mentioned, the stereotypical part of it, the way the guy looks and everything else that's going on, the fact that him and his buddy were planning this, it's entertainment. This is what this is. This is entertainment. Now, if he had gotten Mookie Betts hurt, it would have been a problem. And, you know, we've seen some crazy stuff happen in the stands between players and fans. But that, you know, this isn't what it was. And it ended up being harmless and whatever.
And by the way, the way that Mookie reacted to it at the end of the game, after the game was over, it's also gives me a little bit of pause and allows me to laugh at this.
Sure. Right. I mean,
if he would be nuts over the whole thing, and maybe he is, I don't know. Maybe he wanted to put a good face on it publicly or whatever, but he tried to defuse the whole thing and said, it's all good. He's good. I'm good. We lost the game. That's the most important aspect of what came out of tonight.
Ron and Ardsley. What's going on, Ron?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Gio, I heard you talking about what the Fox producer, if they should show the Goomba grabber or not. Well,
yeah.
I got to tell you, they spend so much time comparing Kirk Gibson's home run to Freddie Freeman. That Fox producer should be showing the comparison of the Goomba grabber with A-Rod slapping Bronson Arroyo's arm and knocking the glove off of his hands when he's trying to tag him, game 6 of the 2004 World Series. And A-Rod's in the park, so he should know. And he would have definitely been someone who would have tried to knock the ball out of Mookie's hands.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember that. I was actually at game 6 and 7 of that series, believe it or not. So I remember watching that going, oh my God, like they're completely unraveled. Like this is bad now.
Yeah.
And that was the Curt Schilling bloody sock game. I mean, it's a little different fan as opposed to player, but you know, both are are not right. But it's like,
and
I don't
believe me, A-Rod took a beating over that.
Yeah, of course.
He took a beating over that.
Yeah, I mean, and it's also, you know, when you're a professional on the field.
Different story.
You're wearing the uniform, you're getting paid by the owner, and you're one of the most recognizable names in sports. That's different than being Austin Capobianco, the Goomba grabber in the stands, who's trying to do whatever he can to help the team.
Right.
It's a little bit different.
Oh, by the way, the dog that was here this morning was a guest of Amy Lawrence, and it was a service dog. And this person was in town for the World Series.
Do you know that Eddie had to get a file put in or written up when he brought his dog in? Like, there's an actual...
Yeah, but no, but this dog is actually a service dog for the person, so...
And, okay,
and that, and that explains, like, the red vest that the dog had on and everything. It was a cute little dog. It was okay. great dog.
I'm just saying, did they run that by the higher-ups here?
Yeah, I don't know.
I did know about the dog. I didn't want to give anybody up because of what happened to me. So,
yeah. But you're just out there blabbing about it. So,
well, I saw the dog. It's a service dog. It's fine. Everybody just relaxed.
Pipilotti's going to be suspended without pay. He won't be able to pay his bills.
It's not Pipilotti's dog. He was sitting there, though.
But you're the producer.
That guy's not here anymore. And by the way, that guy was going to call in, like he told me at Craig's Hall of Fame induction, that he was going to call in after you were going after him about something. I forget what it was.
But he didn't do it.
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't call in.
He's just lost that fire. That's what it is.
You think that's what it is? Out of sight, out of mind, no fire in the belly anymore?
He's got no fire left. He's done. He emptied the clip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.